This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Honesty, integrity is something that is a big issue in your life, even if you don't think it is. James Patterson and Peter Kim wrote a book, The Day America Told the Truth. I've referenced some of this before, but not all of it. They asked people, what are you willing to do for $10 million? If somebody would give you $10 million in cash, what are you willing to do for it? Two-thirds of Americans polled would agree to at least one or several of the following. 25% said they would abandon their entire family. They'd walk away from their immediate family and their extended family for $10 million. 25% said they would abandon their faith. Just give it up today if you give me $10 million. 16% said they would leave their spouses. 10% said they would withhold testimony in a legal case and let a murderer go free. 7% said they would kill a stranger. 3% said they would put their children up for adoption for $10 million. I know some parents that would do it for a lot less, but that's another story. That is another story. What does the Bible have to say about integrity? We're studying the book of Proverbs, going through it, and the book of Proverbs has something to say to you and to me about personal integrity. Let me tell you what integrity is. It's more than just telling the truth. Integrity is more than being faithful. Integrity is more than just, you know, being a person of your word. In engineering, there's a term called structural integrity, and aeronautical engineers will talk about the structural integrity of an airplane. Will it perform as specified in the drawings at a certain altitude, at a certain speed? When they put different G-loads on it, will it stand the pressure that's placed upon that airplane? Does it have structural integrity? Civil engineers talk about the integrity of the subsoil and what's underneath a building, and will it support the weight of the steel in this building, which is all through this building. And so integrity has to do with wholeness and completeness. I said all of that to lead up to this. You will never have complete fullness in your life, integrity in that sense, until you know Jesus Christ, in my opinion. Because it's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that lives in your life, that enables you to be a man of integrity, that enables you to be a woman of integrity, so that you can be, you can say it, not bragging, but you can say it in humility. I am a man of integrity because Jesus Christ lives in my life. I am a woman of integrity because the Lord is the Lord of my life. It's not a case of bragging on yourself. It's giving credit to where credit is due, to the Lord himself. All I'm going to do today is look at four verses in the book of Proverbs that talk about integrity. And we'll read them, and then we're going to talk about them one by one. And I think you're going to learn some things about integrity that maybe you've never known before. The first one's in Proverbs 10:9. Write that reference in your notes. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. Let's bring up the second one. Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity or deception. The third one, from Proverbs 13:6, righteousness guards the man of integrity, or the woman of integrity for that matter, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. There is a guardianship issue there where being a man of integrity guards your life. Being a woman of integrity guards your life. And then the last one, and I think this is really important. The righteous man or woman leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. There's a generational blessing that comes to people of integrity. Well, we're continuing the sermon series in Proverbs called Street Credibility. And this is a message on integrity that will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. I want to tell you a funny story to begin with, because it's sad and funny at the same time. True story from a Dallas newspaper. A man went into a fried chicken franchise to get some chicken for himself and the young lady with him. She waited in the car while he went in to pick up the chicken. Inadvertently, the manager of the store handed the guy one of those boxes that they have, or containers for chicken, But what he didn't realize, he gave the wrong box. He gave the box that contained hundreds of dollars of the day's proceeds from the day before that was to be deposited at the bank. So the man takes his order to the car thinking he's got chicken. He drives to a park with his girlfriend. And when they get to the park and open the box, they discover that they had a box full of money. Now, that's a very vulnerable moment for the average person, but realizing the mistake, the man got back in his car, returned to the place, and gave the money back to the manager. Well, the manager was elated, not only relieved, but excited. He was so excited, he said, "Let me call the Dallas Morning News. Let me call one of the TV stations. I want them to take your picture. You're the most honest guy in Texas." And you know what the man said? He said, "I'd rather you not do that, sir." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I'm a married man, and the woman I'm with is not my wife. The woman I'm with is not my wife. This could be very embarrassing for me." He was ethical. He was honest, but not in everything. And I want you to go home with this, that being a man or woman of integrity doesn't involve just part of your life. It involves all your life. It involves how you handle money, but it involves how you handle your personal life and your personal morality and your personal ethics. It involves every part of your being, who you are as a man or woman. Well, one by one, I want to look at these verses. Let's bring up the first one again. Proverbs 10:9 says, "The man of integrity walks securely." What's it mean to walk securely? It means you're not looking over your shoulder to find out who knows anything about you. There's a syndrome that psychologists talk about. It's called the fear of being found out. It has to do with people in every profession, doesn't matter what profession you're in, that some people have a fear that, well, if people really know, I don't really know that much about my field like people think I do. Well, I'm not aware of all the technical aspects of my job with engineering, but people think I do. And people think I know a lot more about computers, but I really don't have that knowledge of computers. And there's that fear that someday someone's going to expose my secret. And to walk securely in that context means you walk confidently. When you walk in integrity, you walk confidently. You're not looking over your shoulder to see who's going to expose something out of your life. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It means there's no unconfessed sin in your life. You've dealt with it with the Lord. I want to bring up the second one, if we could, about integrity. "The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity." There's a guidance factor with integrity. When you tell the truth and you walk in the truth, get this, you're guided by the truth. And when you're guided by the truth and you live by the truth, you don't have to second guess anything you say. You don't have to do this. "Now, what did I tell her? I know I told him something different. And I know I told my sister-in-law something else." And you're constantly scrambling to remember what you told people. But when you tell the truth, you walk in integrity, integrity guides you. But the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Well, that's an interesting word to end the message today with, duplicity. It means double dealing. It means a person who is deceptive in speech or conduct. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening each day to Crosshope. Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message on integrity from selected verses from Proverbs. Integrity is an interesting word. It comes from the word integer, which is a mathematical term. Some of you mathematicians recognize that term. It's referencing a whole number. And integrity has to do with wholeness more than anything else. God bless you as you listen to this message as it continues. Let me tell you another interesting story told by Stuart Briscoe from, I think Stuart was originally from Scotland. He tells of being hired by a bank when he was a younger man. He was just learning the business. One day his boss told him, "If Mr. So-and-so calls for me, tell him I'm out." Briscoe replied naively, "Oh, are you going to be gone somewhere?" He said, "No, I just don't want to speak to him. So if that guy calls, you tell him that I'm out." And Stuart Briscoe said, "Let me make sure I understand. You want me to lie for you?" The boss blew up. He was enraged. He was angered. But Stuart said he feels that the Lord gave him a flash of insight because he said he wouldn't have come up with it on his own. He said, "Sir, if I won't lie for you, Doesn't it make sense I wouldn't lie to you? If I won't lie for you, doesn't it make sense that I wouldn't lie to you? The man had nothing to say, but I think that was a great illustration of the integrity of Stuart Briscoe. If I'm not willing to lie for you on your behalf, then I probably won't lie to you. I want to focus in on the last one, if we could bring up 20, verse 7. The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. Proverbs 27. I want to talk about the generational blessing. Some of you may have grown up with a father or mother who continually lied to everybody. I've had people in my office over the years tell me, man, my dad was a pathological liar. My mom lied to the family. She lied to the neighbors. She lied when she didn't even have to lie. She just told lies. And my point in telling that is those people have told me their lives have been impacted emotionally and psychologically, because they had a parent who was a person of the lie. They had a parent who was a person of the lie, and that impacted them in a negative way. And conversely, when a man or woman is a person of the truth and a person of integrity, a person of personal honesty, their children are blessed after them because my dad or my mom were honest people. You know what the thought went through my mind? If your children did a commercial for you, would they be able to say, my dad always keeps his word? He sure does. My mom always keeps her word. She sure does, because they're people of integrity. They walk in integrity. They walk securely, and they're guided by integrity. And it rules their life because Jesus Christ rules their life. I'm not asking you to be a good person for the sake of goodness. And wouldn't it be nice if we were all just good, decent people? If you think that's what this message is about, you don't get it. The reason we can walk in integrity is because Jesus has integrity. He is the embodiment of integrity. And when he's in your life, it impacts everything you do and everything that you are as a person. Well, we'll continue this message on Cross Hope tomorrow on Thursday. I think of one of the verses we read earlier, Proverbs 13:6, says that righteousness guards the man or woman of integrity, but wickedness overthrows the sinner. Righteousness guards the man or woman of integrity. What a blessing. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed on Cross Hope. Scientists say that a series of slits, not a giant gash, sunk the Titanic. The opulent 900-foot cruise ship sank in 1912 on its first voyage from England to New York. 1,500 people died in the worst maritime disaster of its time. The most widely held theory for years was that the ship hit an iceberg, which opened a large gash in the side of the liner, but an international team of divers and scientists, according to USA Today, used sound waves to probe the wreckage buried in the mud under 2.5 miles of water. Their discovery was that the damage was surprisingly small. Instead of a huge gash, they found 6 relatively narrow slits across the 6 watertight holds. Small damage, invisible to most, can sink not only a great ship, but a great reputation. But let me ask you this. What are the small lies going on in your life right now? The small deceptions that you say, oh, it's not that big a deal. Nobody knows about it. Nobody has to find out about it. But those are small defects, perhaps, in your character or in your integrity. You know, integrity has been defined in this way. Integrity is what you are in private. I like that. Integrity is what you are when you're 800 miles from home and you're by yourself and nobody knows. That's integrity. Integrity is when nobody knows who you are in terms of what you do with your money, where you go, what things you do with your life, your personal life. That's where integrity is defined, not how you are at church on Sunday morning at Crossview Christian Church for you or me, but what we are in private. That's where integrity is manifested and defined. Why does integrity matter? Because it matters to the Lord. That's why. It matters and should matter to you and to me because it matters to the Lord. I love this, written by Ted Engstrom. He wrote this: "The world needs men and women who cannot be bought, whose word is their bond, who put character above wealth, who are larger than their vocations, who will not lose their individuality in a crowd, who will be honest in small things as in the great things, who will make no compromise with wrong, whose ambitions are not confined to their own selfish desires, who will not say they do it because everybody else does it, who are true to their friends through good and bad, in adversity as well as in prosperity, who do not believe that shrewdness, cunning, and hard-heartedness are the best qualities for success, who are not ashamed or afraid to stand for the truth when it is unpopular." And here's the last one. Listen to this. "What the world needs is men and women who can say no with emphasis, even when the rest of the world says yes." People who can say no with emphasis, even though the rest of the world says yes. Folks, we live in a world that says yes to everything. We live in a world that says yes to anything. You don't believe me? Watch TV tonight. Broadcast or cable, doesn't matter. We say yes to anything. Read what people are reading. Look at what people are looking at. And we live in a culture that says yes. And what the kingdom of God needs and this world needs is a few men and women who can say no, not just for the sake of saying no, but because they're men and women of integrity. Men and women of integrity. Well, the conclusion of this message is tomorrow on Cross Hope. I'd like for you to make every effort to hear the last part of this message. Next week, we begin another message from Proverbs on the subject of the power of the tongue. All of us are victims of someone else's speech, but we're also victimizers or victim makers. You know that's true in your heart as well. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed on Cross Hope. God bless. Well, all this week on Cross Hope, you've been listening to the sixth message in the series from Proverbs. The series is called Street Credibility. Psalms has to do with worship at the sanctuary. We've told you that Proverbs has to do with life on the street. All this week, talking of integrity from four different passages in the book of Proverbs. The last one we've studied is Proverbs 20, verse 7, that says, "The righteous man or woman leads a blameless life, and blessed are his or her children after them." There's a generational blessing that comes to the children of people of integrity. Let's continue with the conclusion of this message that we began on Monday. God bless you. I used to play racquetball years ago with a group of ministers. It was probably in the best physical shape of my life when I played racquetball. This is a story about racquetball. Those of you who play can relate to it, perhaps. A story about Ruben Gonzalez, who was in the final match of his first professional racquetball tournament. He was playing the perennial champion for his first shot at a victory on the pro circuit. At match point in the fifth and final game, Gonzalez made a super kill shot into the front corner to win the tournament. The referee said it was good, and one of the linemen confirmed the shot was a winner. But after a moment's hesitation, Gonzalez turned and declared that his shot had skipped into the wall, hitting the floor first. As a result, their serve went to his opponent, who went on to win the match. Gonzalez walked off the court. Everyone was stunned. The next issue of a leading racquetball magazine featured Gonzalez on the front cover. The lead editorial searched and questioned for an explanation for the first ever occurrence on the professional racquetball circuit. Who could ever imagine it in any sport or endeavor? Here was a player with everything officially in his favor. The ref said it was good. The lineman said it was good. But with victory in his grasp, who disqualified himself at match point and loses. Now here's all of that to read this last line. When asked why he did it, Gonzalez replied, "It was the only thing I could do to maintain my integrity." It was the only thing I could do to maintain my integrity. What are you willing to do to maintain your integrity? What are you not willing to do? What are you not willing to do to maintain your integrity? I have been around a lot of people at death and dying. When I was younger in the ministry, I would keep count, and I'd say, okay, I've been with 12 people, I've been with 30 people, I've been with 50 people, the moment they took their last breath, and I've lost count a long time ago. Never had anybody at the time of death say about their loved one, about their success. Oh, he was a great success. She was a success in what she did. She achieved this and he achieved that. But I have had children, adult children, younger children, talk about this. My dad was a man of integrity. Why? Means everything. Means everything. My mom was a woman of integrity. Why? Because it means everything. Integrity defines who you are as a man. Integrity defines who you are as a person. Decide that you're going to be a man of integrity. Even, get this, even if you haven't been up until this point in history, but starting today, this day, I'm going to be a man of integrity. I'm going to be a woman of integrity. Why? Because it matters to the Lord. And there's security, and there's guardianship, and there's blessing that come into my children's life because I decide with God's help and God's Spirit in and upon my life to be a man or woman of integrity. Just maybe the most important decision you make and beyond. Let's pray together. Well, yesterday we mentioned that next week we have a message from Proverbs on the subject of the power of speech or the power of the tongue. You need to hear it next week. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.